This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Whip out your joystick and get ready to give it a wiggle. You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
We've all got our joysticks ready, Elliot.
Oh, yeah. I hope you do, Warren.
I have.
You should put that away. It's disgusting. What's wrong with you?
We are going to talk gaming, of course. How are you?
Yeah, I've been good. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I know. Someone said to me the other day when I said Happy New Year to someone on air, they went, no, you can't say it anymore. It's too late.
But oh, that's ridiculous.
If it's the first day that you've seen them, it's Happy New Year.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
Happy New Year.
And this is our Happy New Year back to Drive Gaming.
Yeah, I love Drive Gaming.
We did a year of it last year, and here it is, back by popular demand.
It is back.
Nobody asked for it, and here we are.
We're shoving it down your throats.
Well, I'm excited.
I'm excited too because we will continue our discussion. And I have to be honest with you, for many of us who aren't into the gaming world, you are our channel into what's going on.
Ah, yes, the conduit the nerd sphere.
Into the nerd sphere.
I'll take it.
Some of us are nerds, but we're not necessarily into gaming. But let's talk about it. What has been happening? What is the latest in gaming, Elliot?
Great question, Warren, because there's been something ludicrous has been happening across video games. One of the most popular video game launches ever has happened, and it kind of came out of nowhere.
Right.
And it's by this game that has been causing so much controversy. I'd love to get your opinion and get you to weigh in on this. There's a video game by the name of Palworld, and a lot of the drama and controversy around this game is because a lot of people are calling it a direct ripoff of Pokemon.
Oh.
Hopefully you know Pokemon.
I know Pokemon.
Yeah. So this is a game that basically takes those lovable, adorable monsters and puts them in a world with guns, and you literally hunt them down. You can eat them for food. You can enslave them and have them work for your little camp.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's bizarre. Like, all the marketing we had seen for this game, everybody assumed it was a bit of a joke, or it was just kind of doing it for the clout and the notoriety of doing something silly. But then they actually released this game. It came out only like a week or a week and a half ago at this stage, and it has blown up. It is one of the most successful game launches I can consider and think of. It sold 6 million copies in just 4 days.
Palworld.
And people are saying it's actually pretty good, which is shocking.
Elliot?
Yes.
I'm tempted. Can I do it on my phone?
No.
Okay. What do you need to play it?
It's on PC at the moment.
It's on PC. So do you actually go out of your house to play it?
No. You mean you as a physical entity? Yeah, no, Warren. No, you can sit in your house and play Palworld. You just kind of create a character and then you go explore this open world. It's kind of what we'd call a survival game.
Mm-hmm.
So you chop down trees and hunt for resources and build a base of operations, and then you go out and capture and utilize these pals to your advantage. It's strange, it's watching from an outside perspective, because I'm not really playing this game very much. I dabbled slightly. I just did not see this coming.
It's dealing with slavery.
Well, not in those terms.
Okay.
But you can, in Pokemon, you'd have your Pokeball and you use that to capture creatures that then battle for you, right?
Yeah.
In this game, it's a similar concept, except you get them to work at the mines and gather resources for you or construct stuff. In fact, you can even capture other humans in the game and get them to help you as well. So, like, in kind of all ways except for the name, it is, in a sense, that kind of using people and creatures to your advantage against their will?
Yeah, I'm finding it a bit awkward. But what I want to know, Elliot, is there sort of an ethical thing across gaming developers? Like, do they sit down and say, okay, you know what, there's like a code of conduct. You can't have these sorts of games, or you can't cross these sort of boundaries or parameters. Does that happen in the gaming world? And was this put through that filter, or Am I oversensitive to what it could be?
I don't know that you're oversensitive. I think it's worth having these conversations and discussions. However, I would always put it in the same camp as film, novels. Mm. You can have, you know, a film about slavery or other sensitive topics, and that doesn't mean it is unethical for that film to exist, right? It's not necessarily, just because it's showcasing something doesn't mean it agrees with such subject matter.
Yeah.
And I would put games into the same category. With that said, I'm not sure that any sensitivity was gone into this particular release, but maybe we're overanalyzing it.
Okay, maybe we are. Hopefully the little creatures say, yes, I give you my consent.
Well, they always look happy, so there's that. Yeah, okay.
As long as they're happy.
Yeah, as long as they're happy. It's all about consent, Warren.
All right, so the game is called Pal World.
Pal World.
Let's talk about a particular game. What are you going to spotlight this month
for us? Yeah, so I wanted to come in and highlight a game that I've been playing as well, something that I can kind of bring to your audience and maybe people can get interested. Mm-hmm. This particular game, it is a new release that goes by the name of The Cub. In fact, we brought in a bit of soundtrack for this one, so we might play that kind of in the background. It's a bit of a bop. So the whole game is based on this original soundtrack. And the reason I wanted to talk about this is because The Cub is a game that has its own radio show.
Oh.
Right? So it's kind of like Joy Drive. And they have its own host.
Can we make a Joy Drive game?
I wish, yeah.
Let's do it.
I'll send that one up the ranks. Okay, we'll get somebody onto this.
Yeah, continue. The Cub.
But basically, you play as The Cub, who is this young child in a post-apocalyptic Earth, and all the super wealthy have left to Mars, leaving a devastated Earth behind. Somehow you survived alongside this kind of ecological catastrophe. Either way, the ultra-rich have started coming back to Earth to see if it's habitable again.
It'd be better without the ultra-rich.
Well, exactly.
Stay there.
But they come back and they find you, and they're shocked that anything has survived, and now they're trying to hunt you down. Now, the cool part about this, and the reason I wanted to talk about it on the show, is because they have this radio station that plays throughout your kind of travels in the game. It's called Radio Nostalgia from Mars. It has its own host. It introduces its own music, which means this game has had to create this kind of like future music, which is part of the sounds we're hearing right now.
So can we have a listen to it?
Yeah.
I can even hear the aliens.
Well, actually, in the game, they reference this as toddler pop, as in sounds made by your toddlers remixed into music. And the joke of this song is that it's kind of like late stage capitalism, child labor, using whatever resources you can get to turn a profit. It's very satirical, really topical, really cool game. I love The Cub.
I like the concept of sending the rich off to Mars.
Well, I think they made that choice for themselves. But we could see if we could organize that here as well.
Someone said, was it Sarah Webb this week? Or someone said that, don't they already have a secret plan, apparently, to, if they need another Earth, that the billionaires will all go to some other
planet? It wouldn't shock me.
It wouldn't shock me. I can send them off. Go test it. See if it works now. And then we can all stay here and
I want to go to Mars, Warren. It sounds cool.
Do you?
Yeah, how do I get ultra rich?
Oh, no. Would you go?
Absolutely, if it was safe. Yeah. What an opportunity.
It would be an opportunity. I would if it was like, you knew you could come back.
Sure.
If you didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's one way, I wouldn't. I like the sound of The Cub. I love the fact it's got its own radio station. I love the fact it's got aliens singing in the music as well. Let's have another listen to it. Sounds cool. It sounds like a baby.
It's a baby.
It's a baby.
It's toddler pop.
Toddler
it's
pop.
It's weird. It's weird, but I dig it. I love it.
Fantastic. Elliot, we are talking about gaming. Checkpoint is, of course, Joy's flagship gaming show. It's on 2 to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Mm. What's coming up this week?
Yeah, so this week is actually going to be...
There we go.
Yeah, good. You got to get that last part in there. This Saturday is a really exciting show for us. So every year we've done this annual kind of look forward into the future as to what games are coming out. And so we've just completed, or we're on the tail end of completing this series for 2024 about looking into the future of gaming. This final episode for us, it's happening on Saturday, and we are looking at Australian games specifically.
Okay.
And alongside this, we did a lot of research and we uncovered 100 plus Australian video games that are releasing either this year or in the near future. 100+.
100.
Yeah, it's insane.
Now, Melbourne is the leading development city,
isn't it?
Yes,
I'm so glad you remember things.
I remember that. I'm really proud of it, to
be honest with you. Yeah, there's about 50% of Australia's developers live in Melbourne, which is great, or development studios. Mm-hmm. So there are certainly going to be a lot of Melbourne games spotlighted, but we're going to bring in developers. We're going to have a lot of cameos and recordings coming in, just of spotlights of all the amazing games that are happening, being produced in
Australia. Fantastic. Made in Australia.
Yeah.
Love it. Get that kangaroo icon.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Elliot, great to chat with you. Glad you're back for 2024 monthly here on Joy Drive. We'll catch you Saturday on Checkpoint, as we always do, 2 to 4 p.m. If we miss it.
Yeah, catch the podcast. So joy.org.au/checkpoint or Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantastic. Elliot, you go off. You play the cub. I'm going to go and give Palworld a go. No, I'm not. I'm going to play the cub.
Okay,
deal. I like the cub. I want to be the radio host of this. Thanks, Elliot. Warren.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.